higher education today is now a pretext for concentrating young people away from their parents and other influences who have been positive in their life, and you get them on campus. Now they're going to be socialized and manipulated by leftist faculty members and administrators. And this has been taking place since the 1960s, since the social revolution of the 1960s. This has been the agenda of the left, is to transform the U.S. into a socialist utopia. So I'm just rephrasing the quote, but I believe it's absolutely accurate. Because America has had a seismic worldview shift. I would say it was probably most noticeably took place in the 1960s, around the time that I was born. From more traditional Christian values previous to that time, of course, not perfectly Christian, not necessarily Orthodox Christian, but a generally majority traditionally Christian type values were in place in America before that time, with exceptions, of course. You know, the whole institution of slavery and other things going on in the country. And these are not biblical values, but majority, again, no country is going to have perfectly Christian values. We live in a fallen world. We're never going to be a perfect nation. But we have gone diverted way from that original founding values and worldview that the country had. So it went from a more traditional Christian worldview to the beginning of this social and sexual revolution that Jim Nelson Black talked about in that quote. And the epicenter of this revolution, it was and it still is higher education, whether it's college campuses, advanced, you know, educational institutions, or seminaries as well too. They've had a big influence in the compromise going on in the evangelical church. Now the revolutionaries are, you pick your label for them, but they're humanists. In other words, they're those who, with man-based reasoning, they're socialists, those who want big government, forced equality in society. They're based on Marxism, sees the world as in terms of the oppressor versus the oppressed. And they're religious liberals. They believe in liberation theology, use twisting scripture to achieve social structural ends in society, which we often see in the mainline denominations today.
We hope you gained from this short take of the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and further connect with this ministry, visit thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.